KXRN News. I'm John Scott. In New York, a judge has ruled against Donald Trump, imposing a $364 million penalty over what the judge said was a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated the former president's wealth. New York Attorney General Letitia James sued Trump in 2022 over what the Democrats said were years of deceptive practices as he built his company. The former president says the lawsuit was politically motivated and the judge was biased against him. His lawyers say there will be an appeal. Alexei Navalny, Russian Vice President Vladimir Putin's most formidable domestic opponent, fell unconscious and died Friday after a walk at the Polar Wolf Arctic Penal Colony, where he was serving a three-decade sentence. In an interview, Russian expert Dr. Anna Mativa says Navalny became a prominent anti-Putin figure during a period where opposition to the government was not considered to be extremism by the Russian government.
Nobody can stand up to Putin now. Alexei Navalny developed his cause and his following when he was a legitimate figure, when his organization could practice freely in Russia, where he had supporters who were identifiable people. Political conditions which gave a rise to Navalny 10 years ago, 15 years ago, were totally different.
World leaders blaming Putin for Navalny's death. Also at SRNnews.com, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he's not running for president. His Senate seat in the heavily Republican state expected to be a prime pickup opportunity for the GOP. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 120 points. This is SRN News. A battle over abortion is brewing in Arkansas.
And pro-lifers are gearing up. Voters will decide this fall whether or not to adopt an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Arkansas Right to Life says, quote, if this ballot measure is adopted, it could make it impossible and illegal to pass any common sense protections for the unborn child or her mother in the future. ARL and other pro-life groups say they will work hard to convince voters to reject the amendment in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that lawmakers illegally blocked Medicaid funding from going to Planned Parenthood. And that decision stems from a 2022 funding bill that included wording attempting to block taxpayer dollars from going to America's largest abortion business. Missouri's Republican majority legislature has tried for years to keep health care dollars funding from going to Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. The Biden administration easing its restrictions on banking giant Wells Fargo.
White House officials say the bank has sufficiently fixed its toxic culture after years of scandals. Investors speculate the bank, which had been under a tight leash by regulators for years, may be able to start growing again. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency terminated a consent order that required the bank to completely overhaul how it sold financial products to customers and provide additional consumer protections, as well as employee protections for whistleblowers.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Cleveland Cliff shutting down a Northern Virginia tin production facility indefinitely and will lay off 900 workers. The company says it will offer severance or opportunities for workers in Weirton to be relocated to its other facilities. Weirton is about 40 miles west of Pittsburgh. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.